Well, hello, my friend. I'm glad you telephoned. I want to ask you to do something. Will you look over to your right? That's right. Look over to your right, and do you see that shadow? It might be small, but keep looking. If it's not there, look further over. And the chances are you have found a shadow of some kind. And I want to use that as a springboard to say that what is in the shadow, now follow me now, what is in the shadow that you see is a type of you who go through a shadow experience. You see, everyone must go there sometimes. Some have more shadows than others, that's for sure, but all have them to one degree or another. In fact, somebody wrote, in the shadow, we must all go there sometimes because the glare of the daylight is too brilliant and our eyes become injured and unable to discern the delicate shades of color or maybe appreciate the neutral tints. There are the shadowed chambers, he wrote, of sickness and the shadowed house of mourning and the shadowed life from which the sunlight has gone. Yes, we do live in shadows. But the thing that keeps my lights on in the shadow are the words of Isaiah 49:2. It reads like this: in the shadow of his hand has he hid me, and he made me a polished shaft. So my friend, my word is to fear not. You are in the shadow of the hand of the Almighty, and even in the shadow there are lessons to be learned. And again, fear not. You are in the shadow of his hand, and he is most certainly aware of you right where you're calling from, my friend. So my prayer for you is this: Lord, I ask in the name of Jesus that this one be encouraged and even thank you for the shadowed experiences of their life through which they may be passing right now. And may the realization of your presence give inner light to an otherwise dark experience. Give faith that the light will come again. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, thanks for calling, my friend. And as always, if you'd like to share after the signal, you may. And as you can, I will return the call. God bless you. And remember, you're a very, very special person.